Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, ask you, please, to walk worthy of the vocation with which you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, patient with each other in love, trying to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But grace has been given to every one of us, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts to men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, so that he would fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ, until we all come to be united in the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that from now on we won't any more be children, tossed back and forth, and carried around by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness by which they wait in ambush to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, will grow up into him in all things, who is the head, who is Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working in the measure of every part, makes increase of the body to the building up of itself in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that from now on don't walk like other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their hearts, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over to lust, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But that's not the Christ you've learned, if you heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former lifestyle the old man that is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members of each other. Don't be angry and don't sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing that is good, so that he'll have something to give to the needy. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, so that it will minister grace to the hearers. And don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by which you are sealed until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all hatred. And be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, like God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.